We have a shayla and b'chura big machloikis amiroim, Rav Ami and all the amiroim in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, regarding whether or not an evet knani could be a shliach lekabel get ish and yad bailu. Can an evet knani be a shliach lekabel or not? Rav Ami said yes. Rabbi Yochanan said no. Rav Ami said yes. He didn't explain himself, but he proved it from the Mishnah. He said the Mishnah says akol ksheir lehovi esaget chutz micheres shoyte katan suman oivik echaber. Rabbi Yochanan said no, and the reason Rabbi Yochanan said no was because at the end of the day, einoy betoyres get in the kedusha. Now lechura the walk the take when you walk away from the sugya. I think you have to ask yourself, how's Rabbi Yochanan going to answer Rav Ami's kasha? Rav Ami had a raya for the Mishnah. Rav Ami said that if a Evet Kanani is possible, so why did the Mishnah mention Evet Kechavim? Say Evet Kanani. You're saying good, say better. Evet Kanani would include Evet Kechavim. And by saying Evet Kechavim, I wouldn't necessarily know Evet Kanani. So, L'chura, how's Rabbi Yochanan be miyash of that? So it's Tosfos kasha. It's the top Tosfos on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. And Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said a very big chiddush just in pshat. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, the nokad oivet keichavim, la'ashma inon, oivet keichavim v'nizgayir posel. Because the Mishnah mentioned what happens if someone was an oivet keichavim at the time of the Minish Shlichos, and then he became a ger, right? We had all the cases. Someone was a katan v'higdil, he was a shoyte v'nishtachol. What if he was an oivet keichavim, then he was megayir, the halachas posel? Afal pi, said Rabbeinu Tam, and this is true, even if ba'ois neshahoyset aitel is gayir. Even if at the time of the Minish Lichas he already had a mind to be Megai, still he's an Oivet Kechavim. That is a Chiddush, said Rabbeinu Tam, and it's a Chiddush that the Mishnah was only able to say by Oivet Kechavim and not by Evet Kanani. And the reason is, because even though there's an Indian of Geirus by an Evet Kanani, because an Evet Kanani is a Goy B'mitzvahs, but at the same time, it's not B'yodei L'skai. So if the Tana, the Mishnah, would have said Evet Kanani and wouldn't have said Oivet Kechavim, I wouldn't have known what the halach is by an Oivet Kechavim that's daito this guy. And the Tana Mishnah wanted me to know that. So said Rabbeinu Tam, that's why the Mishnah said Oivet Kechavim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan, that's why I didn't say Evet Kanani. That's Tosfos Kasha. But Tosfos clearly is muching with this Kasha, and this is the teretz that Tosfos was forced to say. Stating that, and again, we're not going to talk about this now, but just the Maru Mokim, and that is that there's another mahalach in the Rishonim, a very, very important mahalach in the Rishonim, and I think we would literally commit malpractice if we went right there without at least mentioning this shita. And that is, the Ran brings from Rabbi Yosef Alevi, that Rabbi Yosef Alevi said a different tarets. He said that the emes is, Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a shliach lekabal. The Mishnah that says, akol ksher lehavi esaget, chutz micher, shayte v'katan, sumu v'avi kechavim, is talking about shliach lo'ilach. And Rashi really asked the kasha in the beginning, the middle, and the end of the sugya. It's Rashi's kasha. And Rashi, meaning, how could Rav Ami prove his halacha from the Mishnah? They asked him about Shliach Kabbalah, and you're proving me from Shliach Lailacha. So you see that it's true, Rav Kanani could be a Shliach Lailacha, but who said that means it could be a Shliach Kabbalah? So Rashi said, because the Bnei Yeshiva and Rav Ami's Beis Medrash, they didn't hear a chilek. The Kulachad Taimahu, because it's all one and the same. Why would you think it should be any different? So said Rabbi Yosef Alevi, that it was Kulachad Taimah, that's what they held in Rav Ami's Yeshiva. But in Rabbi Yochanan's yeshiva, they didn't hold that way. In Rabbi Yochanan's yeshiva, they held tzedot tzvei dinim. Tzedot shliach lo'ilach and tzedot shliach lo'gabalo. And enoch inami, for a shliach lo'ilach, it's mefurish in the Mishnah. Hakol k'shem chus v'yavik ha'chav v'vaisis ha'vik nani is going to be kosher. Obevas is negeya. Being a shliach lekabala, that already is going to be different. And the question then is, why? What's the difference? Why would Rabbi Yochanan hold that an Evet Kanani can't be a shliach lekabala, but he could be a shliach leilacha? And zilbas ataima, Rabbi Yochanan explained himself that eino Evet nasa shliach lekabala get liishim yad bayla lefi she eino betoyras gittin v'kedushin. It's because he's not betoyras gittin v'kedushin. So if he's not betoyras gittin v'kedushin, and therefore he can't be a shliach lekabala, so he's not betoyras gittin v'kedushin. So therefore he shouldn't be able to be a shliach leilacha either. I mean, you have to be betoyres gittin v'kedushin to be the biyada chelik of anasam biyada. Okay, so you have to be betoyres gittin v'kedushin to be the venasan chelik of anasam biyada. What's the difference between the venasan and the biyada? The venasan is the husband's role, the biyada is the wife's role, right? Venasan biyada. This is gerushin in a nutshell. He has to do venasan and she needs to do biyada. So to be a biyada, you have to be betoyres gittin v'kedushin. But to be venasan, you don't have to. So Rabbi Yosef Alevi spoke very, very cryptically. And Rabbi Yosef lately said, Vishanya Kabbalah mehailacha. Kabbalah and Eilacha are different. The Shliach Eilacha ine eloke Shliach the Alma. Ubeshlichas the Alma isno. Have a Kanani can be a Shliach, like the Gemara said. Ava Shliach Kabbalah, mikiman chegia get liyode migureshes,
For who ain't lo yad legerishin? Hoyel ve ina b'toyrus getin. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Levi said. The Avni Meluim in, again, no rage, but the Avni Meluim in Simel Lamed Hey, and this is in Siv Katan Tes. So he brings the raid of Rabbi Yosef Alevi, and he has a whole arichas v'ulanias daiti nira b'taim loyishol Rabbi Yosef Alevi, and he tries to say pshat. He says pshat. I tried understanding it, but the Avni Meluim zok pshat. And Rabbi Chper and Birch Shmuel, this is obviously Masechtes Gittin and Simel Lamed Dalet. So he brings this raid, and he says, ubi mei churfi iyanti bozeh. I was ma'ayin in the singing. V'kivanti letirit shala Avni Meluim be'ezuz Hashem Yisbarach. And he says, umayri v'rabi schusa yogan aleinu amen hadricheni l'chaven ateret zazeh v'alkei nevar be'ezuz Hashem Yisbarach hadofer. And he goes on, and again, he says, Rabaruch be'edigirayt, to try to be masperit. And then at the end, to add a little bit, hoysaf es beer, he says, v'hine mikvar hikshe echon migoinez manenu yichya. Hagoyin ha'amiti rabisir zalmen neiro yor shlita. Al hezber zed, the soif, mashayach loymar, the heishav hagoyin sheyichya take. A lot of drama here. Oh, but the Iker is the Vart and the Lomdus, and it's a hard Vart. But the bottom line is, it's Mavur over here that there's a fundamental difference between the Vinosan and between the Biyada. The 60-second version is that the way we view Gerishin is not so much that the husband with his Nesina is being piled to Gerishin, but the get itself is what's being piled to Gerishin. It's the chefts of the get that's the megarish. You just need a mice and a sina, but the point is the get itself is what's being megarish. It's the get in the hand of the isha. So as it relates to her chelik of it, her yada needs to be b'teres kitten the kedushin. Aber the husband who's going to do the mice and a sina, that doesn't have to be a b'teres kitten the kedushin the gemaisa, because it's not the mice and a sina that's being piled. But it's the get itself that's being piled. Or Baruch Perez Sprach is that the only reason the Torah said you need a Venasan is so it shouldn't be Tligitech Me'al Gabi Karka. That's why you need a Mais and a Sina. Because if she would just pick it up, it would be Tligitech Me'al Gabi Karka. And that's one of the Tanoim. That's one of the Tanoim of a Kosher Geh. But the point is, it's not the Nesina that's piled the Gerishin. It's her having the get in her hand that's piled the Gerishin. When she has a get biyada, the get itself is what's piled the Gerishin. Either Torah said Venasan, yeah, medaf hoben amais in asina. Otherwise, it would be tligitech me'al gabi karka. But in order to execute that mais in asina, to make it that it shouldn't be tligitech me'al gabi karka, for that, you don't have to be b'teres kitten v'kedushin. To be b'teres kitten v'kedushin, that requirement, that standard needs to be met for what's actually being piled the gerushin. But for what's not being piled the gerushin, for whatever's just a tenai in the gerushin, for that, you don't have to be b'teres, and that's why Yosef Alevi held that for the isha, to appoint a shliach to be her yad, someone that's not b'teiros get to the kedushin, that's going to be a problem because the get in her hand is the heftz of the gerishin. Whereas the husband making a shliach lahilacha to do the mais and asina, that shliach doesn't have to be b'teiros get to the kedushin because the mais and asina is not the etzim gerishin. It's not the heftz of the gerishin. It's the hechatim. So it's one of the tenoyim of gerishin, but it's not the etzim gerishin. Al kapanim tem lachachem b'yech gemoid.